Good evening, and welcome to the first broadcast of a new program on KMFA, Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Each week at this time, I will present a selection of the finest art music of the past and present written by women. Since the beginning of the time that man has conceived original music, woman has also. Yet until recently, the treasure trove of great works by women composers has been hidden in the shadows. Often with little recognition or encouragement, women have composed for the same reason that have men, because the music in their minds and hearts longs for expression. The mission of this program is to bring the best examples of this music into the light. Let's begin with an overture written in 1830 by Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel. Fanny and her younger brother Felix enjoyed a privileged childhood and a broad education with the best of private tutors in Berlin. Fanny's musical gifts were as prodigious as Felix's, and into adolescence they pursued piano and composition together. In fact, Felix as a young composer depended on Fanny's approval and advice. But while his education was allowed to continue, hers was not. Here's a quote from the letter her father wrote her on her 23rd birthday. "Every year makes us both 365 days older. Who knows how often I may yet congratulate you on your birthday and speak a serious word to you, or how long you may be able and willing to hear it. I will then tell you today, dear Fanny, that in all essential points, all that is most important, I am so much satisfied with you that I have no wish left. You are good in heart and mind. Good is a small word, but it has a big meaning, and I would not apply it to everybody. However, you must still improve. You must become more steady and collected, and prepare more earnestly and eagerly for your real calling, the only calling of a young woman, I mean the state of a housewife." After her marriage the following year, Fanny's musical activity centered on the Sunday musicales she organized at the Mendelssohn family estate in Berlin. These were distinguished at the time for introducing music of the highest caliber. Fanny participated in the programs as a pianist and conductor of a choral group that she rehearsed each week, and often she included a composition of her own. Now let's listen to Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel's overture in a performance by the Women's Philharmonic, Joanne Filletta conducting.